When you get a headache, you probably just pop an aspirin and wait for the pain to go away. While you're waiting, give a thought to full-time lawyer and part-time poet Francis Scott Key, who in 1814 wrote The Star-Spangled Banner. But why did he write it anyway? More on that in 60 seconds. Francis Scott Key's inspiration undoubtedly came while he was actually watching all those bombs bursting in air, right above Fort McHenry in Baltimore Harbour. Interestingly, at the time, he was standing on the deck of a British ship. The ship's captain was Thomas Cochrane. A little later, Cochrane's dad, an impoverished British aristocrat, noticed that the jolly old Royal Navy had a big problem. No pitch to waterproof their ships with, because American independence meant no more pitch or pine tar coming from North Carolina pine trees. So Cochrane is trying to make pitch by cooking coal. He notices that it gives off fumes that you can set fire to. Bingo! Gaslight! Soon, gaslight is everywhere, but its byproduct is the decidedly unfriendly coal tar, which is now being dumped by the ton into rivers and ponds everywhere. Until a German chemist takes a closer look at the gunk and discovers phenol, one step away from salicylic acid, aka aspirin. I'm James Burke, making connections.